right, Ricky Smiley Morning Show. I don't know if y'all watch Love and Hip Hop on VH1, but on the phone. Oh, man, this is amazing. I might have to check it out tonight. I might have to. We got on the phone the one and only Stevie J, y'all. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what up, Stevie J? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm happy to be on your show, Ricky. I've been waiting for this opportunity. I wish I could sit down face-to-face, but we'll take this phone call right here.
Yeah, so you out in L.A. right now?
Yeah, I'm out west right now.
Man, this thing is about to get real, real, real messy. Go ahead, Ebony, because I see you over here just twitching.
Oh, no, I'm cool. Now, everybody's talking about this new episode that's coming on tonight, and it's big things are supposed to happen. What can people expect, or why is everybody talking about tonight's show so much?
Well, you know, I'm about to wrinkle somebody's school clothes up on the show, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're going to wrinkle somebody's school clothes.
So there's a fight that's definitely going down tonight between you and
Scrappy.
Yeah, a little Scrappy.
Yeah, it's a little something going on tonight, you know.
And it's a little...
I'm a grown man, though, you know what I'm saying? I look at that guy as a little brother, man. He's a grown man, you know what I'm saying? I got that grown man strength, you know?
Yeah, and you are a grown man because you do whatever you want to, and including
Absolutely.
Sleeping with a lot of women. So as far as you and Mimi, where do you see you all's relationship going? Because you were also engaged to Alex Martin, the daughter of Whoopi Goldberg. You also dated Eve back in the day. But where do you see you and Mimi going?
I mean, you just gotta watch the show. I can't really reveal it.
Okay.
And that's my baby. You know what I'm saying? I rock with me. You know what I'm saying? But you just gotta watch the show. I can't really reveal too much right now.
But Stevie,
I'm on it. Gotta have my head.
Stevie, like watching the show, man, it's not like President, you know, like Mayor Marion Barry, where he was set up. It's like you're putting it all out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you over here telling me one thing, and then when they cut to you and, you know, Joseline, it seems like, you know, extra erotic and exotic over there. And like why are you, it seems like you're setting yourself up.
My lifestyle is erotic and exotic, you know? I'm the new Negro. I don't do it like everybody else do it.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, Stevie, a lot of people are wondering, like, Ebony just named all these women, Mimi, Joseline, Whoopi's daughter, Alexandra, Eve. Is it the package? Because people want to know, what is it?
Well, you know, I'm holding that beefcake for
all
sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I take it you're saying.
Damn.
Right, all
right. Right now. Mm. And I did see a picture of such said beefcake.
Yeah, I don't know how to get out there, you know what I'm saying?
Sure you don't.
Maybe.
Some old black man from the club in the bedroom with a Polaroid camera.
Uh-huh. And it slipped and leaked.
Okay. Now, you just said that you're that new Negro. You've been known to kind of be... I even went to your Twitter page, and there's a lot of pictures of you. You're a grown man, but you have your shirt off posing in a lot of poses that a lot of grown men might not do because they grown. But the fact that you have a daughter, how would you feel if your daughter grew up and dated a guy with qualities similar to yours?
Well, you know, I talk to my daughters. I have three daughters, actually. Shadae, Savannah, and Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak to my daughters, and I let them know I'm not that dude that they should date. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna give them all advice on, you know what I'm saying, how to somebody that they should love, somebody who should love them and care for them. You know what I'm saying? But I protect my daughters. You know, I'm not their man. I'm their father. So I make sure I give them great advice.
Do you regret calling Erica Lil Scrappy's baby mama bitch? Do you regret it?
I mean, I was talking to Mimi. She shouldn't even been in my conversation. None of them should have been in my conversation.
No, but on the episode, you clearly looked at her and you said that I'm that N, and you called her B.
Yeah, I do kind of apologize.
Okay, yeah, I thought you complained.
So the fight, you do feel like it was justified?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, but who was the aggressor? Like, did Scrappy come at you sideways, or are you going at Scrappy?
Hey, this is what happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a man that I am, I'm bad. I was a little
alive. Yeah.
I had to dump
that. Oh, I'm
sorry.
No, that's okay.
My bad.
Yeah, it's all good. You
but that wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing. And then I went up to Scrappy. I'm like, look, let's just, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't nothing. Let bygones be bygones. Let's get money. You know what I'm saying? And if a man tell you, apologize to your woman, and then, you know what I'm saying, apologize to you, and then... Play us a way we can get some money. Let's get the money. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't beat me. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Right.
So usually the person that wins the fight, so, you know, like the person that loses a fight is one whose necklace got broke.
I mean, you know, That's like costume jewelry anyway. Oh. You can get another one.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Target. They selling at Target. You should do happy line of jewelry at Target, man.
Well, I will tell you this. People can have opinions.
You got the jury at Target, Rocky.
Yeah,
no. You can have opinions all day long, but you can't go against what's facts and what's factual. And the fact is that you are very talented when it comes to music. So congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be able to make Jocelyn a star?
Absolutely.
Gary, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Excuse me. Now, when you just asked that question, Gary, why are you
baby, she sound like a cat.
She's a whole.
You know that, Stevie.
What? What's that?
You know Jocelyn can't sing.
I mean, well, I guess she's a rapper and a singer.
What attracted you?
He said, what did you just say?
She does well.
She does well. That's what
she's a ringer.
Okay, so... do you...
A sapper.
I know we have to watch some of the episodes to see some of the other stuff coming up. But as far as Jocelyn, we know that she was pregnant. That's a far-gone conclusion. And Mimi, so do you have unprotected sex with all of the women that you may be sexually, interacting
well,
with?
Well, damn, Evan.
Of course not. Things happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He has three kids, but, so thought it was a good question.
So the thing with you and Jocelyn, did it take place in the studio? Or was this like some secret getaway?
Hello? Secret location.
Oh, a secret location. Okay.
This dude moves. You move differently, man. I can't put my finger, but you move differently, man. And the fact that you don't care, you can't help but to respect it. But when we had Mimi up here, she seemed visibly hurt, man. And, she seems like a good woman. What is it about Mimi that just makes you not want to just, buckle down and just roll with her?
Yeah, do you love her?
She rocks with
you. Still love Mimi?
You said, do I love Mimi?
Yeah, do you still love Mimi?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm talking about in love, though.
I love Mimi. You know what I'm saying? But y'all gotta look out for my new artist, Eddie Rap Life, Taryn Grant. You know what I'm saying?
They on the show. Southern,
you know what I'm saying? My young boy, Gavin 18. I got the Rebel Gang with Block Entertainment.
Baby, Steve, you good in ghetto.
I can't wait to see you.
Yo, Ricky, you gotta follow me back on Twitter at Hitman Stevie J. You gotta follow me back.
Man, love
and the whole tour. Hey, dog, I just followed you right now. Is you with the black shirt on?
Mm-mm, that's,
yeah, that's me.
No, if it's a shirt on, that's not him. That's the wrong page.
I got you, Stevie J. I'm following you. I just followed you.
I can't wait to meet you in person, Stevie J.
I'll be back in town next week. We have to get up when I get back. It'll be perfect.
All right, go ahead and shout out and tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter, if you have a website or,
Yeah, you can just follow me right now at Hitman Stevie J. And I'm just thanking God that I'm on the Ricky Smiley Show this morning with my people. We got this new music coming back. I'm working with Mariah right now. I'm working with Kanye right now, Tank Jin, and Tyrese right now, Machine Gun Kelly, and a host of other artists.
That's awesome.
And I'm just happy to be back in the forefront, and we're going to bring the music back to them. That's what it's really about. You know what I'm saying? I always love my family. You know what I'm saying? And I shout out to all my people. Thank you for having me. So I appreciate you guys so much.
Hey, thank you for being on the show. I'll be checking it out tonight. Just tweet me back, dog.
I got you, man. Y'all have a blessed day, man, and I love you.
All right, y'all give it up for Stevie J.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.